Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, over one quarter of secondary and 14% of primary school parents say they have to use savings in order to meet back-to-school costs. That's according to Barnardo's, which this morning published research that found half of primary schools' parents say they're worried about meeting the costs of heading back to school later this month. Well, for more on this, we're joined by Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD for Dún Laoghaire, and Darren O'Rourke, Sinn Féin TD for Meath East and the party's education spokesperson. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Darren, to you first. The figures mentioned in the report by Barnardo's today, half of primary and 60% of secondary school parents saying they're worried about meeting the costs this year, and just a third of secondary school parents saying that they thought costs were manageable. What's your reaction to those figures first?
Well, they're not surprising, and they're the latest in a series of reports that reflect that exact picture. We have this from Barnardo's this morning. We had the Irish League Credit Unions in the last number of weeks painting a similar picture, 54% worried, a tripling of the numbers who are borrowing to meet back-to-school costs, one in three forced into debt, many reflecting on the high cost of uniforms and strict criteria in terms of what a uniform should look like, the cost of shoes, particularly the cost of voluntary contributions, so-called voluntary contributions, ranging from, you know, anything from 100 euros to 250 euros for children going back to primary and secondary school. And I think a new enough development, but I'm very familiar with it as education spokesperson and as a constituency DD, is the cost of digital devices for secondary school children averaging at 430 euros. But, you know, I'm familiar in my own constituency of Leaving Cert students now having the obligation of buying a digital device. So that's 800 euros up front, and they literally have 2 years' use of it. So those are very, very significant costs. And we have said, and I've raised this repeatedly with the minister, a number of factors. One, it's very clear that the cost of living crisis is very real, and we need government to respond with a cost of living package
for everyone.
Sinn Féin is proposing that. Exactly.
Okay. Barry Ward, the numbers that are in the Barnardo's report, I mean, do you have any issue with the figures that are out there so far, that what Barnardo's have said about the costs of people who are going back to school and the pressure it's putting on them?
Well, the first thing, Cullum, is that nobody wants to see families in straitened circumstances or having to make difficult choices like the ones described in the report, which is why there are so many commitments in the programme for government to support families, and there are so many measures in place to support families, particularly around back to school. So, for example, there are free hot school meals that have been put in place. There's free GP care for underage. There's free school books in primary schools. That has now been rolled out to secondary schools this year as well. And in July, the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance was paid in respect of 200,000 children. So there are lots of supports there. I note that Darren mentioned the credit union report, which actually showed a number of improvements in terms of the figures. But none of it is good reading, and nobody's happy about it. And I hear Darren giving out about a lot, and I agree with him insofar as I don't want to see anybody in this position. But what I'd much rather hear from Darren is a solution. Is he going to match the kind of measures that Helen McEntee has put in place as Minister for Education to support families, to support children? He mentioned the cost, for example, of voluntary contributions, so-called, and I agree with him. Nobody should be forced to pay them. But the department has issued a very clear direction to schools in relation to that, as it has in relation to digital devices. So they have given guidance to schools that they shouldn't be putting strain on parents. And in addition to that, they've offered a lot of guidance to schools on how they should make the cost of going back to school easier for parents, having generic uniforms and recycling uniforms and things like that.
Okay, the Barnardo's, the charity, and you don't dispute their figures, have called for school capitation rates to be increased in order to reduce reliance on so-called voluntary contributions, which people can often feel under pressure to pay. We've heard stories of people where, you know, the receipt for the voluntary contribution are handed out publicly in class. People don't get their locker until the voluntary contribution is paid. People maybe don't get a diary until voluntary contributions are paid. So before I go back to Darren O'Rourke on solutions, what's your answer to Barnardo's call for capitation rates to be increased to reduce reliance on these voluntary contributions?
Well, there's two things. First of all, I'm very acutely aware in my own area of that practice happening where you have so-called voluntary contributions. They're not voluntary if schools are behaving that way. And I'll be perfectly clear that I think it's reprehensible for children to be embarrassed because their parents have not paid a so-called voluntary contribution. And not only that, but the minister is very clear on this as well. And a circular has been issued to all schools to tell them how unacceptable that is. Now, I have no problem with increasing the capitation on schools, but you know, Cullum, Darren knows that there is a cost implication with that in terms of the budget, and the money has to come from somewhere. So if there is a support for that, great, but where is the money coming from? What other scheme that the government has put in place to support parents is going to be cut to allow them to increase the capitation for schools when schools are actually misbehaving?
Okay, I'll go back to Darren O'Rourke in a second, but on Bernardo's other call for the eligibility for the back to school clothing and footwear allowance to be increased, do you think there is a case for that? And, you know, should the criteria be expanded when it's not just people who are on the social welfare rates that entitle people to those allowances, when there are other people struggling on lower incomes?
Yeah, I agree. And I don't have a problem with it changing. I would note that last month, 200,000 children benefited from a back to school clothing allowance. So it is a very substantial grant that is there. But you're absolutely right insofar as when you draw a line and say people on this side of the line will get it, people on the other side of the line won't, there are people who are just the other side of the line who are going to lose out badly. And we know there are working families who are working hard, doing their best and are still finding it difficult. So I absolutely support the idea that there would be support for them as well. I note that Darren has said that supports should be in place for everyone, so presumably he doesn't want to make them targeted, which again surprises me because his party has given out about some of the universal grants that the government has given in other areas, and they've said that they aren't acceptable, right, that they should be targeted. So there's a kind of a disagreement with his party in that respect.
All right, Darren O'Rourke.
Yeah, I find this an incredible from Barry. You know, he's acting like a commentator in relation to this issue. There's a number of fundamental weaknesses within the education system that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have presided over for many, many years. At the root of it is the lack of appropriate funding for our schools. So there's a chronic underfunding of our school system. We know there are increasing costs in energy and insurance, and that hasn't been matched at all by the capitation funding or by the ICT grant or the ancillary grant. And in fact, the capitation funding is at the same level as it was in 2009. Now, we all know what has happened to costs since 2009, so it's completely unacceptable.
So you don't agree that, as Barry Ward puts it, that schools are misbehaving when asking for these voluntary contributions?
I think every single school principal listening to this would be absolutely outraged to hear that from a government representative. The case is, and we've heard from the Catholic Primary School Management Association, from the teachers' unions in relation to this, that schools are chronically underfunded. More schools than ever have contacted the Financial Support Service unit within the department. More schools than ever have contacted management agencies like the CPSMA. It's clear that the funding is not there. And what's happening is, in relation to that, it's been transferred on to parents in the form of so-called voluntary contributions. Those so-called voluntary contributions can be anything up to €250 per child.
And all right, but if you're looking for a universal cost of living package for everybody in the country, would some of that money not be better used in a targeted way on things like school capitation, on things like expanding the criteria for the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance, instead of giving it to people who don't need it?
But we have... So the overall cost of living package is an important piece, but we also will have proposals, and we always have proposals in relation to specific measures in relation to schools. So we have year on year called for in our alternative budget an increase in capitation funding at primary and at secondary level. We have also introduce legislation in relation to school uniforms and proposals in relation to digital devices. The minister specifically refuses a targeted measure in relation to supporting people, a hardship fund, so to speak, for people who are struggling with the cost of digital devices. And also in relation to the area of voluntary contributions. The circular that Barry is talking about is from 2017. It's obviously having no effect. We need legislation to mandate schools to regulate voluntary contributions. Sinn Féin has published legislation in relation to that, and government haven't acted on it.
All right, Barry Ward.
Well, it's astonishing that Darren is so strong on it, but won't actually call out schools for what I've described as misbehaviour, which is not, by the way, a criticism of principals who are struggling to manage their budgets. But the notion that children would be pilloried because their parents haven't paid a so-called voluntary contribution, I do think is wrong. And that's what the
Department should schools do if they can't manage on their current capitation levels? Where else can they go other than fundraising in the community, which is not feasible in communities that don't have the resources, or asking parents in communities that might be a bit more affluent to give a voluntary contribution? What would you do in their position?
Just to be clear, I have no problem with schools asking for voluntary contribution as long as it is just that. And what the circular that Darren is so critical of is saying to schools is, you cannot say we have a voluntary contribution and if you don't pay it, there will be consequences, because that is not voluntary. And what I know of instances where schools have essentially embarrassed children because their parents haven't paid this so-called voluntary contribution, I don't think that is right. But you're quite right insofar as, of course, there are principals in certain schools who have difficulties making ends meet in terms of budgets. Darren mentioned energy costs, which is why we've introduced a free solar panel scheme for schools, for example. And so there are lots of other schemes that Darren, of course, selectively chooses not to mention. But it's still the case that certain schools are going to be in difficulty, which is why we have different categories of schools. DESH schools, for example, in disadvantaged areas, will have specific supports that come from the department. But listening to Darren, you would think that it was all just one solution. And it seems that Sinn Féin's only answer is to legislate in relation to voluntary contributions in uniforms and to put something in place in relation to the cost of ICT. These are matters that are already being addressed by the minister, but what Darren hasn't actually told us is how Sinn Féin is actually going to solve what they call the chronic underfunding of education. He hasn't addressed any of the measures the government has put in place to relieve the burden on parents in terms of school books, uniforms, meals, and all the other supports.
But before I go back to him on that, though, Barry Ward, one parent interviewed by Sean Murray in The Examiner today says that, a quote from them appears in his article on the front of The Examiner today, and this is in relation to free books. The principal told the child's class that the money saved by the free book scheme, they can now spend on a laptop.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that instance, and that's not the purpose of the free school book scheme. The free school book scheme was rolled out specifically to alleviate the burden on parents. It's now being extended to secondary schools for exactly that reason. But this is what it comes back to. Schools need to understand that the purpose of these schemes is to make life easier for parents who do. And I'm a parent myself, and I got a list of things to get from my daughter's school by email yesterday. So I do understand this very acutely. And the reason that the department and the government and Minister McEntee have rolled out all of these schemes, and it's not just in terms of school, parents also, under free GP care for under 8s, for example, these are all measures that have been put in place to alleviate the burden on parents. You can't have a situation where schools are essentially cancelling them out. If there are funding problems, then that needs to be addressed, right? Absolutely. But it can't be put constantly on the backs of parents.
All right, Darren O'Rourke.
Sure. It's clear that there is a major funding crisis within our education system, and the government are not responding to it. And it's in the form of the lack of funding for the capitation fee, and that's been transferred onto the backs of parents. And that's the reality of it, whether Barry wants to acknowledge that or not. Sinn Féin says we need an immediate response from government in relation to this, and in the form of addressing this cost of living crisis that's been outlined in detail by Bernardo's today and by the Irish League of Credit Unions in the last number of months and by other poverty agencies.
Well, what they're saying is that people with children in school are reaching a particular pinch point in sending their children back to school. You're talking about a universal cost of living package for people. So I suppose, again, could the cost of living package not be better targeted in, giving it to people who have specific costs rather than giving everyone a cost of living package?
So it's a cost on children. So Sinn Féin want to see in our proposal for a cost of living package, we want to see a double child benefit payment. We want to see a double payment
for everyone.
For a double payment for the back to school clothing and footwear allowance, which is targeted in and of itself. Right. Yes, a double payment for child benefits that benefits every child, but it's a payment to children, and it's children that are faced with the burden of these going back to school. So those are specific measures that we want to see in the cost of living package, and in the budget overall, we will set out, as we do every year, an increase in funding for our education system that will ensure that it is fit to manage with the cost of increase in energy, increase in insurance, and increase running costs. And that will shift, that will remove the need for these so-called voluntary contributions. I acknowledge the measures that have been taken by government. It's very, very clear that they don't go anywhere near far enough, and we need a cost of living
package. All right. That's all we have time for. Darren O'Rourke, Sinn Féin TD for Meath East and Parties Education Spokesperson, and Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD for Dunlera. Back in a minute.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.